In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer. Well, hello everyone, and welcome again to another episode of Common Prayer. Today is day 25, and we're going to be out of John 14:6. Our word of the day is way. And the passage is so short, I'm going to read it to you. It just says, I am the way. And that's, of course, Jesus talking. And so as we kind of get ready for our day and we reset, I'm going to ask for you to focus in here as we take a minute of silence and allow God to start speaking to our heart and to our mind. Take a minute as we get started here. As we consider this idea that Jesus is the way, like he is the right way, he is the direction. You think of all the different things that have way in it. We have highway and we have waterway and there's a lot of different ways and they all mean the same way. Motorway, pathway, walkway, driveway. It's the direction that you need to go. It's a path that's predetermined for you. And when I think about that, I can't help but think about my horrible sense of direction. I'm not sure what broke the compass in my head, but it was for sure confirmed a couple years ago. And this was even before Google Maps started destroying my sense of direction, which I really firmly believe it has made it even worse. But even before that, it was never great. And it was confirmed when I was in the attic of a building that we were in. In this building, it was a church, and it was literally just a rectangle. I mean, it was just a plain old rectangle with four walls. And I was in the attic running cabling, and I went up there, and I got so disoriented. It was pretty dark, to my credit, but I got so disoriented that I got completely lost. And I started looking for the way out, and I could not find it anywhere. And I had to listen to voices and look for flashlights that people were shining for me to find my way out. And I think it's a good picture, because we get really disoriented in this world. And I think perhaps one of the main reasons is that there's so many things and so many people that claim to be the way. Claim to be the best way or the right way. And I know if you guys are anything like me, that many of you have followed those roads that promise to be the best way or the right way. And if it's not Jesus, it always ends with this over-promising and under-delivering thing. It leaves you wanting more. Like, for instance, some will tell you that financial security is the best way. Make sure you take care of your own before you take care of anywhere else. And I'm not saying there's no, wisdom in that, but it's not the best way. Others will tell you that you need to gain fame, that maybe you need some kind of notoriety for people to respect you, Maybe you need power. I mean, we see these pursuits every single day, right? Like we see them all over the place. But no matter which one of those you choose, the road will always lead to emptiness apart from the true way. And you can see that if you go and look for the most successfully financially secure people in that you know, if you talk to them, ask them if it brought them the happiness that they actually wanted. The people that find the power, certainly we can see it. The people that have found fame, or that fame has found them, in some cases it can go the exact opposite, that it starts, you know, ripping you down. These are idols, and they never deliver on what they promise. They never deliver what you hope and think they will. Jesus, on the other hand, he's speaking here in John. He says, I am the way. I am the path that has been predetermined for you. There is no other way to achieve what your heart is actually desiring. Everything else is a false promise and will let you down. So as we settle in here, I want to consider a few questions. So get comfortable. And I want to ask you, what is the thing that you're following? What is the way that you are currently following? Take a few seconds here and bring that to mind. What is the way that I am following? Maybe another way to put that is, what am I placing my trust and hope in? Is it my job? Is it my family? Is it my marriage? Is it my kids? Is it what my kids achieve? Is it what I achieve? Is it in going to church? Is it my pastors? There's a lot of things that you could be placing your hope in that are not Jesus. So take a minute and ask yourself, what way am I following? As I was reading through Psalms last week, I was brought to Psalm 77, and it's starts like a lot of other psalms, where the psalmist is lamenting. You know, Lord, how long will you ignore me? How long will you let my enemies torment me? And that kind of thing. You know, you can see that he's clearly in distress, like a lot of the Psalms are laments. Will you reject me, Lord, forever? Will you ever show your favor? Has your unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Like sometimes his way doesn't seem like the right way. But then he reminds himself, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works. I will meditate on your mighty deeds, because your ways, God, are holy. Like your way is the best way, is what he's saying. Like, what God is as great as our God? You're the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the people. With your mighty arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. And this is my favorite part. In fact, I'm trying to write a song about this. The waters saw you, God. The waters saw you and writhed. The very depths were convulsed. The clouds poured down water. The heavens resounded with thunder. Your arrows flashed back and forth. Your thunder was heard in the whirlwind. Your lightning lit up the world. Your earth trembled and quaked. Your path led through the sea. there's another translation, the New Living Translation. It says, the way that no one else could see. There is a way that's hard to see right now that God promises he's going to show you. So the question is, as you start your day today, are you going to start that day walking alongside Jesus? Put yourself in a posture where you want to follow Jesus. God, I relinquish my plans today. I'm going to go forward, but I'm going to hold them out loosely for you to interrupt them because I want to yield to your will. Let me pray for you as we go. Father, would you guide us? Would you guide everyone listening to this as we seek your way? Would you help us turn from whatever we need to turn from so that we can begin to follow you all the days of our life, God? Amen. We're not done yet. There's a practice as we go. So today, when you walk, maybe some of you run, cycle, swim, however you go, consider the path that you're on. And as you're on that path, I want you to let it affirm you that you are a follower of Christ. You don't walk in your own way anymore. You are a person of the way. That's what it means to be a follower of Christ. So I want you to consider this as you go along your day. What does it mean for you to walk in Jesus' company? What does it mean for you to walk in Jesus' company? Thanks for coming today, and we'll see you tomorrow. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.